to build a hotel
with Mrs. Samuel Hershey in at her home in Rockport, Massachusetts. This is April 10, 1990. Bob Brown, the interviewer. To begin with, can you tell a bit about your childhood? You're a native of Rockport.
Well, I'm very much a native. I was born in Rockport, in the room in which I now sleep. And I was born on April 25th, 1908. And I'm a native insofar as both of my grandmothers on each side were natives, but they married men from away, that is, from over the bridge.
Over the bridge meaning?
Meaning over the A. Piatt Andrew Bridge over the Annisquam River, which makes us an island.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them married a man named Frederick Weber, who was a pharmacist in Brooklyn, New York, and whose father was an investment in investments in New York City. They were out of Dusseldorf, Germany. And why he ever came to Rockport, I will never know, but he did, for the summer perhaps, and met Jenny Tarr, and whisked her away to Brooklyn. Now, whether all her children were born there or not, I don't know, but my father was, and he was always very proud of the fact that he was not a native Rockporter.
Really?
He was, but his father died when he was very young and left Grandma Weber with four girls and a boy and one in the oven. And she came back with her tribe to 8 Pleasant Street, Rockport, and where her family lived, her mother and father, and lived on one floor and they lived on the other.
And their name was Tarr.
Tarr.
T-A-R-R.
T-A-R-R. Mm-hmm. And her husband was known as Sir Charles.
Why?
Or rather as Sir Tarr.
Sir Tarr.
Sir Tarr. I don't know why, except it was a hangover from England, I guess. And my father used to tell me that when any of the older people left to go to Gloucester, they were going broadies, which I think is very interesting.
Going broadies.
And they used to wear long capes and wide hats, and they were very, very colonial. And my mother's family, my mother's mother was a native, Abigail Cleveland Lowe, and she married Luther Tibbetts, who came here because of the cotton mills. And they moved to Millville, up in the area where there were other mills, and then they finally came back to Rockport and settled.
Well, what did your father do? Your father...
My father was the only American in the English cable company in Rockport. They were all Englishmen, Britishers, Scotch.
And what did they? What did the cable company do?
Well, the cable was landed down at Land's End in Rockport, and came directly from Dover, England. And I thought it stopped at the Azores, but there's no reason why it should if it came from Dover. I don't suppose. But I remember the cable office very, very well. He was actually a telegrapher. They received messages in international code and transferred them to Marconi. And during the First World War, it was very exciting because they had a detachment of soldiers guarding it day and night. And Daddy used to bring them home for dinner Sundays. And I remember